This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is CeeDee Lamb already the best wide receiver on the Cowboys?
Woo!
Now, Bassick.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Next segment. But Bassick, you said originally you saw a very lofty trajectory for CeeDee Lamb. He would be the best receiver on this team by the end of the season, and would eventually be the best receiver in club history. Through 5 games, do we already think he's the best wide receiver on the team?
I am at that point, yes. And
wow.
One of the reasons why is this. I get it. It was at the end of the game was our last loss against Seattle. We lost
to the Browns.
Okay, the Browns game. Amari Cooper said, you can intercept that ball all you want. I ain't doing that route. So there's a linebacker there. You can intercept the ball and the game can be over. I would like to survive rather than get smoked. CeeDee Lamb's like, I'll get smoked all the time and I'll also catch the ball. And we get 15-yard penalties on it. And it's not, hey, that can't be fun. It cannot be fun to go up in the air knowing that their safeties or linebackers waiting on you to hit you as hard as they can to see if they can dislodge the ball from you. But CeeDee does it. Amari Cooper won't. I love Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper, I'm not trying to knock Amari Cooper, but if I'm having to pick between Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb as the best wide receiver on the Cowboys, one will do some things that the other says, I ain't doing that. That is too hard to do.
I will ask this question, Mike, because he's a rookie. How long will that last?
Great question. I don't know. I hope it lasts a long time. And the other thing, too, is I think it was on our station. I think it might have been. It was Gavin Dawson talking about CeeDee Lamb. And he said that, you know, if he can put on 10 to 15 more pounds. And he is a thinner guy. I mean, right now he's a thinner looking guy out there. But that'll help. That'll help. I mean, he's a little bit thinner, but he's doing things that most wide receivers, and will DK Metcalf? Yeah, he's 6'4", 235 pounds. Yes, he will go over the middle and say, you can hit me as hard as you effing can. Good luck. Mm-hmm. But our dude, I don't know if he even weighs 200 pounds, but he's doing those things, and Amari Cooper's like, I ain't doing those things. And so because of that, in choosing Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb on the outside, I think very similar, both awesome options. But our rookie's like, I will do whatever route, whenever, and I will take the hit. That being said, I also agree with Gavin Dawson. Take him off of punt returns at this point. He's your number one receiver. Take him off of punt returns, unless it's in the final 2 minutes and you need a big punt return to try to get field position to win the game. Besides that, he should not field punts anymore.
Corey, what are the most important, let's say, statistical categories you think for wide receiver? Like, what would be the ones that you would put at the top of the list?
Well, I looked up. Here's the one that I'm loving right now is efficiency. And when I say efficiency, when you get targeted, are you catching the football? And he is at 73%.
Ooh, rounded that up
is,
there.
Amari Cooper's at 71%. Gallup is at 60%, but Gallup gets a lot of deep throws.
Oh. Gallup didn't get rounded up? He's 61% then.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wilson is at 70%. And then Noah Brown's at 88%. So, like, Noah Brown's the best receiver on this team. But then you add in, okay, how many big plays does he have? Well, he has 11 15-plus yard receptions this year. That's the most by any rookie. I don't know if that's the most in the league. I don't know where that stands. But he leads the team with big receptions, which ESPN considers 20-plus yards. So he has the most on your team, 20-plus yards. He's the most efficient out of the guys that are getting the most out there. And doesn't he have the most touchdowns of all the receivers right now?
Cedric Wilson also has two.
Cedric Wilson also has two. So, yeah, when it comes to efficiency, when you're on the field, you're getting the ball, he takes advantage of his opportunities. He's got the yards, he's got the touchdowns, and he's got big plays. So all of those things, Kevin, for me, stand out, and he is the best on the team at the moment. So I'll say touchdowns and yards and catches. Those are the three that matter.
And the great thing is, I don't want this to become shots at the other two guys. I'm not looking at AutoFlex Leasing fan text. If people are getting mad at me for Amari Cooper, I'm sorry I did it that way. Amari Cooper is a great wide receiver in this league, but I'm having to choose between CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, and I think Michael Gallup is a heck of a receiver, but I don't think he's at those two guys' level.
So I just wanted to throw this out there because we asked the question, and this is a fair follow-back from the 972. Are we overhyping CeeDee? He's going against the opponent's third cornerback and awful defenses. So what I would say to that is he is on pace right now for 93 catches and 1,386 yards. Like, that trend won't stay with him getting the third cornerback if that is the case. So, and 6.5 touchdowns. Obviously, you want to see him get in the end zone a little bit more, but Corey mentioned his efficiency rate at 73%. That would be a hellacious first season, one of the best rookie wide receiver seasons ever. And if that's what you put up, I don't think he's being overhyped. We're not here to tell you he's the best receiver in the league, but he's already put his stamp on being the best rookie wide receiver, with all due respect to Claypool. And he looks phenomenal so far. Everything you're hoping that you would have seen, have you not seen it?
I've seen all of it. I've seen everything we were hoping to coming out. I question, Mike, can Andy Dalton continue what Dak Prescott was doing with these three guys?
What's up with your good questions today, man? What did you have for breakfast?
I don't know, man, but I love when you give me compliments.
You don't
know? Was it your favorite dessert?
It just happened a few hours ago.
Yeah, since the show started, I've just kind of gone into a state of the zone because it's such a good show right now. Y'all are great.
Two things. I would like to see CeeDee Lamb have one of those unbelievable break a couple tackles for a touchdown that I saw at Oklahoma. So if you're saying, what have I not seen? And I've seen the best rookie wide receiver in the best rookie class in a while, because there are other guys, obviously, you mentioned, and we didn't mention Jefferson with Minnesota, mm-hmm. and Henry Ruggs obviously only had two catches, but two catches for 118 yards. So he's made those big plays at the reason the Raiders drafted him. But I'd love to see if CeeDee Lamb catches a ball for like a 15 or 20-yard catch. He's somewhat open, and then the guy tries to tackle him. He breaks him. He shakes another guy and maybe even breaks that tackle for a huge play. We haven't seen that Oklahoma CeeDee Lamb play yet, which I'm expecting to see here soon. Great question by Corey. I am a little bit concerned about this. Is Dak is better than – I guess there can be different opinions on this. I didn't know there would be, but – I think Dak is a better passer than Andy Dalton, and Andy Dalton, to me, is the best backup quarterback in the NFL. He's a below-average starting quarterback in the NFL, and so now we go from above-average quarterback in the NFL to below-average starting quarterback in the NFL, and so how much could that hurt CeeDee Lamb the rest of his rookie season?
I will say, listening to Kellen Moore yesterday, whenever he was talking, or maybe it was 2 days ago, he was like, look, man, our goal is to keep pushing the pedal to the metal. We don't want to change our offense at all. But you have to change if things don't work, you know. So if you aren't – if like Kellen Moore seems like he doesn't want to go back and fold into a run-first offense like they've traditionally been with Garrett. He wants to continue trying to do the things that they're doing. But his job is to say, okay, Andy Dalton, what do you do well? And find those things. Well, man, what CeeDee Lamb does so well, and Tony Romo talked about it during the game, is he finds the spaces. He finds soft areas of a defense really, really well. He's good at that. And that's an instinct thing more than anything. That's knowing the game. That's knowing the field. Not everybody's good at it. They're just out there trying to run a route. Some guys are like, hold on, that route's not going to work. This is the spot I need to be. And the quarterback sees something like that as he's back there. So yeah, Mike, I am kind of concerned that it might change. And what if, you know, what if Andy Dalton's like, dude, my favorite receiver is Michael Gallup. I'm going to that guy all the time because he's established a rapport with him.
We don't know.
Whatever case it is. Like, right now, you saw the rapport worked with Dak. Him, CD and Dak were working well together. But, man, you just saw two beautiful passes from Andy Dalton to Michael Gallup. I don't know if Andy Dalton's the guy that's like, look, I just throw it to where I'm told, or if he's like, I throw it to where I'm comfortable putting it. But I think that it's definitely going to affect the trajectory that we're seeing already, Kevin. But, man, getting the knowing that we had this type of athleticism coming out of OU – knowing that we had a guy that could catch pretty much everything and just seeing him go through this so early is an absolute blast to watch.
From the 972, y'all probably forgot Jameis Winston. He's tied for best backup quarterback. That's because Sean Payton demands that I think that Taysom Hill is somehow like pseudo backup quarterback.
That's a good point. Honest, I mean, I'll take it back. I'll take back maybe second. There might be another dude that I'm forgetting about. But
Jameis is the third quarterback on that team.
We need to get into what the hell the Saints are doing at one point. And from the 817, why do y'all underrate Andy Dalton? He's really good, even better than Dak with faster release of the ball. Look,
stop it.
I know this is not probably going to end that sentiment. There is literally no decision maker in the NFL that would tell you that Andy Dalton is better than Dak Prescott. So, like, you don't have to take it from me. You can go to the NFL. There's nobody. Nobody that would tell you that.
I found this website, the top five rookie seasons in the history of football, and do you think CeeDee Lamb will knock somebody off of this top five list?
All right.
You ready? Number one, they have Bob Hayes, 46 receptions, 1,003 yards, and 12 touchdowns his rookie year.
Golly. It depends on how much – I mean, that touchdown number is amazing.
Yeah. And number two, the touchdowns were beat – 69 receptions, 1,313 yards, and 17 touchdowns by Randy Moss is considered the second greatest rookie season by a wide receiver. Number three is Antoine Bolden in 2003, 101 receptions. So now we get the huge receptions, 1,377 yards and 8 touchdowns by Antoine Bolden, his rookie year.
He's got a shot at that one.
Number four, Odell Beckham Jr. in 2014, 91 catches, 1,305 yards, and 12 touchdowns.
Oh.
And then number five, unless you're old, Billy Houghton, 1952, 53 receptions, 1,231 yards, 13 touchdowns for the Green Bay Packers.
I think the listing of Bolden ahead of Beckham is weird because CeeDee Lamb is in line to be pretty close to matching Bolden's stat line. Like I said, 93 catches, 1,386 yards, 6.5 touchdowns is what he's on pace for. So if he steps up that touchdown number even a little bit, he's in the conversation of at least two of those numbers. Okay. So that's pretty dang good. We're the Canes.
Says you.
I mean, sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.